Words of wisdom from Dell. I only get that once every 5 weeks, and I do miss it, I'm telling you. Shabbat Shalom. You know, this week we had some people, and right here in this congregation, that we're a little worried about, you know, fires. And we need to keep those people on our mind. You know, some of them had to evacuate, and some of them were probably very nervous, but it's not just here, it's spread all over the West. You know, so there's communities all over the place that are worrying until we get some drenching rain. So let's keep them in our thoughts and prayers. Ask God for, you know, for safe passageway. That's what we need to ask Him for. More of God's laws. We and the ancient Israelites needed God's direction. But how can He cover everything? What I think He did was give us some samples of many issues and let us learn how to use our brains to figure it out. But always, when we're unsure of how to proceed, we need to turn to Him for the answers. For example, in Deuteronomy 22, 9 through 12 states, "You shall not sow your vineyard with different kinds of seeds, lest the yield of the seed which you have sown and the fruit of your vineyard can be defiled. You shall not plow with an ox and a donkey together. You shall not wear a garment of different sorts, such as wool and linen mixed together. You shall make tassels on the corners of your clothing." I was reminded of that this morning when Sam and I got a little tangled up here. So they're good to have. It reminds us, you know, that God is watching over us. It makes sense to sow your seeds with, you know, separated in your vineyards and your fields. The various plants need different things, such as less sun or more sun, more or less water. They need different soils, etc. And if you save your seeds for next year, some crops will cross-pollinate, and they'll give you weird plants, and they will give you weird produce the following year. And the thing about plowing your field with an ox on one side and a donkey on the other side, just makes sense to have two oxen or two donkeys. They pull the same, and they have the same strength, and they'll work better together, giving you the best results. But many of God's laws are mainly rules to live by, helping us to have easier and better lives. He loves us, and He wants us to benefit from what He teaches us in His Word. There are some passages in this parasha that should maybe be studied in an audience that didn't have any children in it. They're very much to the point. But let's just say for today, God wanted us to procreate and increase our population in the right way. The children of Israel weren't required to make a vow to the Lord, but those who did were required to keep the vow that they made. We're not ever supposed to try and make deals with God. I've made that mistake many times. I've said, and I'm sure other people have said too, "God, if you'll just do this for me, I will do this." Don't do that. A vow is also made by witnesses at a trial. "I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God." Don't breach that vow ever. Not only is it illegal, but by breaking that vow, you're going against God's ninth commandment. In Deuteronomy 23, 9 through 14, God told the people to go outside the camp to go to the bathroom. This order was actually considered a revolutionary law. Remember, this camp was huge. It stretched probably from here, well, even farther, from here to Holiday Market, you know, and all covered the whole ridge. So some people were probably complaining. You know, they didn't want to walk all that way. But they didn't realize that God was protecting them from bacteria and disease. That knowledge came later. God simply told them that they were to do this because He was in the camp and He is holy, and that's the way He wanted it. God doesn't always give us His reasons and His understanding. He wants us to obey Him without question, even if it doesn't make sense at the time. And if we do, in due season, we will see the wisdom of his word as science catches up with what he knew all along. Deuteronomy 24:5 tells us something that looks like a really good idea. Well, it, of course it's a good idea because it's God's idea. And you may want to point this one out to Caleb, Kezi. It says, when a man has taken a new wife, he shall not go out to war or be charged with any business. He shall be free at home for 1 year and bring happiness to his wife, whom he has taken. Upon getting married, a man was to spend the first year at home with his wife in order to cheer her up. The implication was that she needed cheering up after marrying him. Yeshua told us in Luke 12:34, for where your treasure is, there is your heart also. Therefore, if a man took a year off to make his wife his treasure, he would inevitably lose interest in everything else that he would try to capture his attention. He would find himself wanting to be with her more than wanting anything else. If a man be found stealing of any brethren of the children of Israel and selling them, then that thief shall die. Kidnapping was supposed to be a capital offense. Back in that time, it was considered a fitting punishment for an offender to be beaten for certain crimes. God clarifies that in Deuteronomy 25, 1 through 3. Although we may initially recoil at the thought of public beatings, we must also admit that our current penal system doesn't work, which is why we have to continue to build prisons and why it costs more to keep a man in prison for a year than it costs to send him to Yale for a year. The big screen TVs and the on-demand legal help and the first-class medical care costs a lot. God's laws makes no mention of prisons. If a man is found guilty of committing a capital crime, he was to be stoned by the community. If it was a minor infraction, he was to be beaten in front of the community. It seems like it would make criminals think twice before deciding to live a life of crime. At the end of Ki Tetzeh, God reminds the Israelites about being attacked by Amalek, how he didn't meet them head on in battle. He hid his soldiers until the whole mass of people passed, and then he attacked the feeble and the weary, the weakest ones in the back. Amalek was hated by the Jews to the point where God encourages them to blot out the remembrance of him. And why is this important? It is because we still have an enemy who attacks us from the back. We can never let our guard down. We can never say, hey, I've been working hard for the Lord for quite a while now. It's time for me to kick back and rest or just cruise for a little while. That is when Satan will strike. He's like a lion looking for the slowest and weakest prey. The antelope who isn't focused is in danger, and so are we when we're not paying attention. Many times we can rationalize that we can follow Jesus from afar off, reading about him and praying to him from time to time, but not really jumping into the battle, the everyday crusade. Why should we remain front and center in the things of the Lord when we are so tired and beat up? Because in doing so, our strength is not diminished. It's renewed, it's replenished, and it's restored. We are involved in a battle, that's for sure. But we are reminded that this will not always be so. There's a day that's coming when even the memory of Amalek will be blotted out, when Satan is cast into the lake of fire. If we're there, then we will scratch our heads and wonder, is this the one who kept the people captive, who shook kingdoms, who brought about destruction? Were we really tricked by him? Then we will see how greatly the lion looking to devour us really pales in comparison to the lion of the tribe of Judah, Yeshua HaMashiach. Lord, please touch our weary, humble souls and remind us each day that you are there with us in our daily battle. Nobody is stronger than you. Nobody loves us more than you do. Please help us remain fully engaged in our service to you. We want to please you greatly. Your strength in us will be renewed every day. The arrows that Satan shoots at us will not reach us when we're way up in the front of the battle. Amen. Shabbat shalom.